what they call parables. So they're stories that Jesus told, which have a very straightforward meaning, but also have a deeper meaning. And this is what Marcus read to us just now. And it'd be probably a fairly straightforward thing. This man, he was a farmer. He had two sons. And yet the younger one came up to him and said, well, let's pretend that you've died and I'll have half of your inheritance right now, thank you, while you're still alive. So instead of being scandalized, the father said, okay, I'll give you 50% of my farm. Here's the money. And the younger son went off and he enjoyed himself. We're not exactly told how, but he went off to a far country and there he gradually spent all the money until he got to the point when he had no more money left. And then he said to himself, oh, I've got to find some money somehow. And these were Jewish people that obviously don't eat pork, but he'd got to the point when he had to be working as a person that worked with pigs, feeding the pigs. So a real big problem for Jewish people. And when he was feeding the pigs, he thought to himself, well, here I am starving and doing this job. Wouldn't it be better if I went back as a servant in my father's household? Maybe, you know, I'm desperate enough and maybe he'll accept me and maybe that will go okay because I know the servants get well looked after by my father. So he made that long journey home and right up to the boundaries of his father's property, he walked and he staggered. And it says, as Marcus read, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. So that wasn't, you'd half expect, you know, having done such a scandalous thing, you'd half expect the father to go, well, let's see how you get on. You know, a kindly father would say, yes, you can be a servant in my house and we'll see how much I can trust you. And we'll give you a parole period, maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And if you've proved trustworthy, then you can have a job in my house. Well, there was nothing like this at all. The father ran to him, kissed him, embraced him, welcomed him back. And the son started to say his ready-made speech, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. Now you think, well, we, probably many of us have rings on our fingers, and one of those would be to determine our commitment to our spouse, maybe, and our commitment to being obedient to her or to him. Well, the signet ring that this son would have been given enabled him to spend the farmer's money. So he could have gone into a business deal and said, right, we want this. And he could have put the signet ring onto the contract to say, yes, this has been authorized by my father. So the father is welcoming back this lost son, giving him exactly the same privileges, perhaps even more privileges than before he went. And Jesus said, well, the father is a picture of my father, God. And this is what God does for us. He not only says, when we come to him and we say sorry, and we say sorry for the things that we've done that have hurt heaven and the things that we haven't done that have maybe hurt other people, he doesn't say, well, we'll see if you can improve and then maybe I'll accept you. You have to get to a certain standard to be accepted by God. He says, absolutely welcome you into his heavenly kingdom, into his family. So you've heard some testimonies today, different people coming from very different worlds, but yet the central theme has been God's grace and God's love. And it doesn't matter where we've been, what we've been involved in, God accepts anyone and everyone who comes to him. There's no pass mark, no sense of having to be good enough to be accepted by God. God welcomes us, he embraces us, and he makes us fully fledged children of God. So some people here will have been Christians, I don't know, 70 years maybe, 60 years, most definitely. And others will have been Christians 5 minutes. And that's all perfectly good by God, and everybody is equal. So praise the Lord. Remember the parable of the prodigal son. remember where to find it, Luke 15, and God welcomes everyone who comes to him, absolutely everyone. So we're going to sing Sue's Choice now, which is Knowing You, Jesus, which is a lovely, lovely song. I've not sung that for a while, but it's a gorgeously intimate song, I think, of love for Jesus and trust in him. So we're going to sing that. I'm going to disappear, and Al's going to take over for the last little bit.